Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm good, chilling.
Yep. Did you just wake up?
No.
Oh, you sound like you just woke up. And or finished masturbating.
Very clean.
Oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything past that. Oh, oh, calibrate. 3 degrees low, make it half of me drop that. Oh, 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 damn, yeah, shit, can't shoot something. Yeah, yeah, with the shit, hey. Oh, 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 damn, with the shit. Yeah, this, that, this, that, damn, with the shit.
Hold up, bitch.
This your favorite song? Translation, ven aquí mami, así culo. Tú quiero que mi huevo si papi mores. Espero chuparte puto bendejo, el pinche cabrón. Let's get it, nice like this, I'm a knight like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this. And I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch touche on god. Two pay trap and a two tits pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 bitch that BK does.
She wants some more of this, I give her more of this. I owe her this, in fact I know she missed the way I floored this. I'm fortress, I know my Houston partners drop a four.
All right, let me blow this bitch up famous. I blame this on you. Cash and get my pen out.
All right, Christy, we got Christy here, so we'll start the show. I don't know where our co-host Lou is, but he's notoriously irresponsible, so we'll just have to tell him to go fuck himself.
Is he more irresponsible than me?
No, nobody is more irresponsible. You come with a high price, Christy. You have a fantastic sense of humor and great ideas for the show when we can get you on here.
And as the spokesperson for both Black America and all women, you're a very vital part of what's going on here.
Well, I feel bad for womankind and Black people if that's the case. I'm sorry. Apology in advance.
There, you cannot pawn this off on your race this time. We are not going to let you pull the race card on this particular subject. You can't do that.
If I can't.
But I don't know what good it is to be Black if you can't pull the race card. But apparently, you can't pull the race card. So you just you can't. Yeah, not this time. Not on this show.
Take away things. White people take away things. So
I'm not taking this away from you as a white person. I'm taking this away from you as an equally irresponsible person.
That's a horse of a different color.
Yeah, I'm not coming at you from white privilege this time.
Okay.
Anyway, I mean, usually I am because you know white privilege and shit. But
98% of the time.
You know, usually the honkiness is strong with this one. I am strong in the honkiness, as is Mick. He is a Jedi honky.
What about Lou?
Lou may just be the whitest of all of us, and I thought you were the whitest of all of us, Christy. I thought deep down in your soul that you were the whitest out of all of us, but it turns out that even you wouldn't slather suntan lotion on your dog.
No, never, no. I mean,
which, incidentally, is what he's doing right now, because I just got a text from his wife that he went out to walk his dog and left his phone, and she can't find him because he's not walking the dog in his usual spot. Which is a terrible... I mean, his entire life's responsibilities are entirely having a dog. That's all he has to do in his entire life. So you can't tell me that he couldn't walk that dog like a half an hour ago.
Why didn't he get his wife, Sarah Palin, to walk the dog? His wife, Sarah Palin, is totally capable of walking the dog. Why does he have to walk the dog?
Well, I was going to say, in his defense, I think him walking the dog is the only way he ever leaves the house.
Right.
I think we consider that his exercise for the day, is like going outside and throwing a ball back and forth.
I think it's also the only sexual experience that he has.
Oh, no.
As well.
Oh, no.
I think that's the only exercise he gets. That's the only time he leaves a house. That's the only sex he gets.
Please, no more sex with animals. I can't.
I know, but I don't think Lou feels that And I'm keeping him on hold, so he's forced to listen to this while we talk about him, because he did call in finally. But now he has to wait, because he doesn't know how to walk. I mean, his whole life, literally, he's done nothing today but walk his dog. Like, it's the only thing he's had to do this entire day was walk his dog. And somehow he managed to walk his dog when he's supposed to be doing a show that he not only co-founded, but is supposed to technically be writing for, which he doesn't do either. So we're just going to admonish him for a bit.
That's
yeah, I know. He's.
How long
I
has
hope
he been
he
doing
this
show now?
Oh, God. Well, he dropped.
Oh.
That's funny.
That's not good.
Oh, well. Guess what I'm having for dinner?
What?
Dog.
Yes, exactly. It's a wolfhound, actually, with a hollandaise sauce. No, pot roast cabbage and potatoes.
You what?
Pot roast cabbage and potatoes.
Oh, there he is. Okay, here you. You son of a bitch.
I'm going to call all pissed off, too. Oh, my God.
I knew you were going to do that, too. I was like, watch, he's going to troll me and drop the call just to be a dick. I knew you were going to fucking do that shit. Because that was literally the only thing that you could do to exert control over that conversation. The only thing.
It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. What are you guys doing?
Can't you at least get some fucking exercise, you waste?
Yeah. A little something, I mean, correct the knee a little bit.
Actually,
we ran into a fucking another dog, and he was off his leash. I couldn't grab his ass.
Did he fight with the dog?
No. He was playing, running around. It's a similar breed, and they're fucking runners. And I was like, oh, all right.
So how
my lady
you have
ass
to,
wasn't
going
to hustle to get here in time.
Here's the thing, Louis. You need to get in better shape just so you can catch the dog in order to get the proper amount of suntan lotion on him.
You're right. You know how much I need to fucking lose weight, man? I'm a 48 in suits now.
No.
By contrast, you and I were 44s for our wedding. For our wedding.
I hope your wife heard that.
That was a Freudian fucking slip. I'm gonna see if I can play that back and record that clip.
I know, man. It's on. Yeah, the whole time I was saying my vows to her, I was really throwing them towards you.
During my.
I'm gonna play that back, that particular part, back to myself every night before I go to sleep.
While you're masturbating.
No.
Well,
our
suit for the wedding were 44.
That's not sexual, Mick. That was pure love.
That was love.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Our suits were 44 at my wedding.
That's true. God, we were in such great shape for your wedding. For our wedding,
well, you were in better shape than I was. I was slimmer. I was like 20 pounds slimmer.
No,
but
you looked good,
were,
man.
You were
really fucking good.
I did, but I'm just saying that you actually probably the best I've ever seen you. You were fucking
muscular. I know.
You weren't the scrawny fucking little shit that you were when I first met you. muscular, somewhat ripped. I'm not going to say I could see your abs, but you know what? I could see, a keg of beer.
Before I hopped on the flight there, I have a shot of myself in the mirror at the workout. I had a couple of drinks in Atlanta and then worked out. I don't know if you're not supposed to do that. Anybody know if there's like a problem with having a drink and then working out?
Dehydrating yourself. Both of things are dehydrating events, so.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I was about
to say. Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't going for like a crazy workout. I just went for like a,
it
was a.
Ever.
No, I used to, man. Believe me. I mean, how do you think I got in that shape? I would do crazy workouts.
Good shape, son. God damn. Need to catch up that fire again, dude.
Yeah, no, that's done. Age has stilled that. I got broken up with by a really, really hot Asian chick, so I need that to happen again before I can get in shape.
I know.
Uh-oh.
I've lost a ton of weight because of breakups.
Okay, so here's a plan for you to get in shape, Lou. Your wife needs to divorce you and pee on you.
Not
my
just
dog divorcing. Has to leave me.
Your dog would have to leave you.
Not his wife.
Your wife would have to leave you, and your dog would have to choose to leave with her and look at you disappointingly as it left.
Right, like give that like sheepish, sad look as he walks out the door behind you.
No, not even. Just like a disapproving, like shaking its head, like, what have you become?
And then he leaves the keys on the counter, and he just walks out the door with his head held down.
If the dog could remove with those fake dog paws, if the dog could remove its own collar and just throw it on the floor
and throw it in disgust.
You know what, Louie? That's in order for us to get our sketches started. We need to get two fake dog paws. And pretty much feature them in every sketch that we do. If we can get two fake dog paws, we'll just have an infinite number of sketches that we can do.
That shouldn't be too terribly hard. I don't see how that should be a problem. I would love to watch that.
Well, you know, Mike and I have had an idea for a show that I know would take off. It's about dogs, like fake dogs, puppet dogs, and their life, you know what I mean? So... Yeah, there were a couple, even like a sitcom, like Roommates and stuff. And we wanted pit bulls to be like categorized as like racially would be the black people, you know, people like
they'd be like
have
the gangsters.
Against them.
Pit bulls would be gangsters.
You know what I'm saying? And German shepherds would be you know, have German accents and be kind of Nazi-ish.
Yeah, that's
and German shepherds would be kind of Nazi-ish and have shit fetishes.
Oh, no.
Definitely.
That sounds like a winner. Yes. All aboard.
And see, yeah. I just pictured a scene in my head right now of one of the pit bulls and its fake doggy paw shanking like the German shepherd.
But I really think it would be a hit. People would love that type of show. Like, you know, them doing... You know, everyday stuff that humans do, but in a doggy sense, like, you know, they work at the airport sniffing luggage. You know. What else is this?
The icing
dogs.
And yet between the fake puppet stuff, we just intersperse real dogs completely not listening to our commands.
Well, you know what I'd like to do is like...
Go get them. No, go get them.
It wears this hat,
yeah,
and the dog just like dog like shakes the hat off and bites it.
Yes,
it'd
absolutely.
Be cool if we had real dogs and modeled the puppets after them, so we can put the real dogs in clips like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. Yeah, humans. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, but the puppets. We want to model the puppets after the dogs, but the puppets have to be obviously fake.
Yeah.
You know, like we don't want them to be too realistic.
Nah. Right. I love fake dogs, man. I don't know why.
I love fake, like fake people too. Always made me laugh. Like that show Get a Life. Anybody remember that show Get a Life with Chris? What was it, Chris Elliott?
Chris Elliott.
There was one scene where he fell out of an airplane, and he's like falling and falling. And when they finally have him hit the ground, it's like such an obvious dummy. Like it's not even remotely realistic looking.
We don't think they do that on Married Children a lot, too. And like
I loved when they did that shit. Yeah, but like when Bud would get thrown across the screen, it would be a dummy.
Good shit.
So it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Are you guys doing anything?
I'm going to sit in my house. This is what I'm doing, actually, for St. Patrick's Day weekend. This.
I love it. Wow.
Love it. I'm watching basketball.
I'm actually going to see a bunch of Irish people tomorrow by accident. I'm going into the city for an interview, so I'm going to be surrounded by fucking Irish morons.
Oh, my God. Chicharras everywhere.
I know.
About as Irish as I get with pot roast and potatoes. today. So that's about as good as it gets. I don't
know
nothing
people,
about being
my
right.
People do know how to have fun.
My
of
fun
course.
Drinking too much and throwing up and fighting.
Well, that's just the thing. That's just the thing. My people know how to have fun with themselves, even though it's never fun for everybody else.
Okay. They individually have a good time, but they're making it bad for everybody else.
It
sounds a lot like Puerto Ricans, actually, on Puerto Rican Day Parade.
I was going to say Italians.
Without the
rain, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much every ethnic group knows how to piss off other people when they're being alcoholics.
Celebrating.
I know
their
how to shoot people,
A, so
their own people. We shoot our own people with incredible efficiency. We take ourselves.
Yeah, but
out.
Is that? Do you think that's fun though? Like, is that how you guys consider having fun? Is just like getting mad and shooting each other?
No, it's kind of like passing the third grade, you know what I'm saying? You have to take that proficiency test, you know? If you don't have your first drive-by by the time you're seven, you know, you're failing. You're failing at blackout.
See, to bring it to a serious place for a second, I think gangsters, like actual people in gangs, are probably the strongest argument against marijuana. Because everybody says, oh, you know, marijuana, people do it. They, you know, they just watch TV and have fun and stuff. You will not find a gangster who doesn't smoke weed, yet they still shoot each other.
Yeah, it hasn't calmed down enough to mellow.
Do you
them
think
out.
It's like Asians have an enzyme or miss an enzyme? It's the same thing with the black community? And they smoke it.
Right. So being susceptible to sickle cell anemia makes them overly violent towards each other? Is that
right.
What you're trying to say?
when they smoke medicinal marijuana.
Well, I want to blame it on the music, like everybody else does. The music.
Oh, no, you're right. No, I want to say the video games, though. I want to blame the black-on-black video games.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto's fucked us up forever.
For real.
No, we were supposed to be talking about something. We were supposed to be talking about the Malaysian airplane and the Westboro Baptist Church stuff. And I don't
well,
know.
Oh, yeah, we're
going to be going, whoa, Westboro.
Fred Phelps is apparently near death, which is not see, what I'm hoping and what probably won't happen is that once the – because Fred Phelps is – I mean, he has children who have left the church and other relatives and stuff. And the overwhelming story that's pictured is in their interviews is that Fred Phelps is a disgustingly abusive, horrible human being. Like he's just a mean son of a bitch, and he's got his wife and some of his children in his violent thrall. I mean, he's just. And there's hints of possible sexual abuse, which I would not put past a disgusting son of a bitch like that. And what I hope is that once the patriarch of that horrendous shit family disappears from this planet, that they'll kind of disperse and there'll be infighting and stuff, which I pray for. I pray to his God for his dispersal and death. But unfortunately, a legacy of hatred like that is not so easily stamped out.
No. And his daughter, who's probably the most vociferous after him, is she's pretty much a bulldog herself.
She's a bulldog or bulldyke?
Both.
I'd say both, but no, she's married. And what I would like to see when he does finally pass away is that a bunch of people descend on his funeral with a bunch of hateful fucking signs. That's beautiful. So all those people finally see.
You know what? There's, I'd say there's at least a 50% chance of that happening. I'd say that's not outside of the realm of possibility. Yeah.
I think that's likely to happen. Like, see how you like it.
Yeah, it may be even more than 50%. I mean, like, they've become so hated that even like other hated groups like racist bikers have like started to protect funerals and stuff. from them.
You took the words right out of my mouth. There are a bunch of biker dudes, like, they surround them whenever the soldiers, caravan for the funeral comes along and block their signs. Which is a pretty little thing, because those
awesome.
People fuck them all up.
And the thing is there's not that many members of the church, so they're holding, like, four signs and making it look like there's, like, a whole bunch of protesters.
Well, see, that's just the
like,
thing. You say that there's not many members of the church, but they really, like, their church isn't just, apparently it's not just centered in the Westboro church itself, because they go international. They have factions that operate in Europe. And they also, like, I'm always surprised when I see, because there's lots of people that make videos about taunting the Westboro Baptist mm-hmm. members, which is, to me, is just almost too, like, unless it's excessively clever, it's just too easy, because these people are not educated. They haven't thought their stance through. Like, whenever you confront them with any sort of logic, they have no idea what to do. It's, they have that scared animal look in their eye. They just don't, know what to do.
They're like, we weren't taught this. We don't know.
Right.
Really
but every time I see a video of these people, it's different people. So I don't know if maybe the Westboro Baptist Church has a high turnover rate, like Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
which is also a cult.
Pretty much.
Old like cult.
But the biggest surprise that I saw was seeing some black members of the Westboro Baptist Church. That's always surprising to me.
Really?
Not to me. Not to me. Because
I know.
I have to think that a lot of, like, the church community in general and the black community was extremely hate-filled and homophobic. So
yeah, no, we talked about that the other day. Why?
Yeah, we actually did I don't know if Christy was here for that, but we did almost an entire show on that particular premise.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But,
I don't see that as... It's not a surprise or shocker to me.
Yeah, that's tragic.
Like my granddad,
it really is.
My granddad even says that the government has made a deodorant to turn black men gay. Like, he believes that.
Wow.
I want to hang out with your granddad and see what shit it comes up with.
Wow.
Comes up
with, you know what?
Your grandpa.
Like, I want to be angry at the ignorance of your grandfather, but that's so outlandish and crazy that I kind of want to hear more of it.
Oh, he's got tons of it. Tons of it.
Wow.
Like, black people, they're not of this planet that we're extraterrestrial, that we're sent here by God to be.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Oh,
yeah, 100%.
I mean,
God gave them superior musculature and physical superiority in order to
beautiful
to
soft
dominate.
Skin.
Beautiful, soft, unaging skin. Except
mm-hmm.
He fucked up on the elbows and the knees, though. That's the problem. And the heels.
The assiness, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
The softest titties I ever touched was a black girl's titties.
That's how I... Like, people have said, oh, you know, you got some black in you, blah, 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 because of the shit that I say. But I define my blackness by the fact that my elbows and my knees are ashy as hell.
I'm so glad that you recognize you're ashy. A lot of white people just go the rest of their lives not using lotion, and they're ashy as fuck. Rusty as hell.
No, I'm ashy. You know what I do? You know what has freaked me out, though, before? Is have you ever seen a black person peeling after a bad sunburn?
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
Weird. It's weird looking. It looks. You ever see photos of like a dry creek bed with like all the cracks and? That's, I'm serious. That's what it fucking looks like.
It does. It really does. It really does, and it's painful. Painful as hell.
It looks painful. It looks really painful.
It looks like
what they did was they put a bunch of glue on their body and let it dry and then moved around.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad.
It hurts. It hurts horrible. So people's like, oh, you know, sunburn. I'm like, this shit I do. Yes, I do. the worst sunburn I had was at a water park, and, you know, I was in the water all day, and my nose and my face was just, like, it just looked like they just peeled the skin off my face, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. It was horrible.
I was startled. I mean, because, honestly, even having grown up around a lot of black people, like, you rarely see that level of sunburn. I mean, I guess just because of the melanin in their skin, it takes a lot more to burn them than it does our pasty white asses.
Yeah.
Right.
It does. It was the water reflecting the sun and everything that caused all that. So,
I saw something that odd looking was when I was watching Lou try to deal with a sunburned asshole.
Oh, no, what happened? What?
Wait, I was kidding. How does that actually, how do you actually sunburn your asshole?
Bottoms up, up, up.
I mean, you would literally have to be laying on your stomach, spreading your ass cheeks for hours.
Your ass up and out for like a 3-hour block, yeah.
Well, you know what? It doesn't see the light of day too often, so I'm gonna say a half hour minimum.
Yeah,
that makes a good point. It should have a very low tolerance.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I'm sure it does. It's definitely got a low tolerance for friction.
Yeah.
Or maybe sun sensitive. You know.
Yes, exactly.
So you're spreading your ass cheeks for a half hour in the sun.
Okay, can I?
You
ask
have
a
to
question?
Be. I mean.
Okay, why do you bleach your butthole? What is the purpose of that?
How do you what in that hole?
Why do you bleach your butthole? Why is there a thing for bleaching it? What is?
I think because I don't think the regular population does that very often, Christy. I don't think that's something that's very common among us non-porn stars. But I think the reason that porn stars do that is because some of them have some really doo-doo-looking buttholes. Like, they have some brown-ass... I mean, Yeah, exactly. And it's not just because it's a dark place that nothing touches. It looks like it's been stained from years of duty.
A lot of pass-through there.
Okay. So,
and maybe some of the ones with really brown butthole have had a lot of black cock up there too.
But I want to know is who gives them that opinion? Like, who's like, yeah, you know what? You really need to bleach your butthole.
Right.
I don't think anybody ever gave them that opinion. I think one porn star set off a chain by saying, you know what? I'm tired of my butthole being brown. Let me bleach it and see what happens. And another was like, oh my God,
yeah.
Your asshole is so pink and pretty. Let me do that, too.
Well, see, the thing, too, is like, you know, women didn't really start, you know, nuking that area, you know, scorched earth shaving down there until porn. You know what I mean? And the porn industry wanted it so they can see the hoo-ha better. So, because porn is revolutionizing genital maintenance. That's all I have to say about that.
You're right. And I wish that they would focus less on bleaching their asshole and more on maybe putting some Stridex on their ass cheeks. I've seen some fucking pimply ass buttocks in porn. Like, it's bad.
That's true.
Right?
Definitely. Chemical peel or something.
Right.
Now, I wonder what the sensation is like when you do get your asshole bleached. That shit's got to hurt. I mean, it's got to sting.
I'm sure it can't feel good.
Then it would have to take multiple times going to lighten it. It wouldn't get it there the first go, I don't think.
I wonder if they use actual bleach or if they use, like, peroxide, which is a lot less. Like, bleach is the problem with fucking with your asshole that some Californians have figured out by having champagne enemas and then dying from alcohol poisoning, which is actually true. That's happened.
Yes.
Is that
that's phenomenal.
Is that you absorb things, like your asshole doesn't have the same filter system that your mouth does.
Right.
Like your mouth is designed to pre-filter things, and then the rest of your digestive system finishes the filtration process. Like your asshole, it's just straight to the bloodstream when you put things that absorb into it. So I would imagine, and peroxide isn't that harmful to the human body, apparently, because you can pour it in your ear to help clean out your earwax. Like they recommend, for example, giving it to dogs to make them puke if they've eaten something wrong.
Right.
You know, so apparently peroxide isn't as harmful. But bleach is a straight poison.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
To kill everything.
Yeah, that was another thing I was wondering. Does that get in your bloodstream at all?
I would think so.
Which is why I'm thinking maybe they use for, I don't know, maybe we have to do a little more research into the anal bleaching industry, but I don't think they use actual.
Does there anybody, in their assholes
you know what,
and,
you know what, that would be a great bit, though, is if one of us would broadcast live or at least record their experience of having their anus bleached.
That would be expensive, though, wouldn't it?
Christy, bleached her asshole, she's going to have an asshole that looks like a vanilla Oreo and surrounded by chocolate.
I would love to.
I'd
love to hear
about
it. Nobody wants to see my asshole, believe me.
Your wife should
got a lot of mileage on it.
I feel like I shouldn't do it just because I'm the ringleader, that's why.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I would do it
if
I had
the money.
If that's the message,
being the leader, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I don't think I should have to do it.
Might prove his leadership skills by bleaching his asshole.
By not bleaching my asshole.
Non sequitur, but ass related. Like my kids, when they were babies, I had a hard time like getting their temperatures, like via their ear or the mouth. They would just like scream bloody murder. But I'd stick the thermometer up their butt. They would just quiet and sleep. I've never
like children like mother.
I don't understand it. It's like I never understand. I tried to get
thumb in the mouth, falling
asleep.
Actually, I know they didn't get that from you because you scream bloody murder. You love having things in your mouth, but you scream bloody murder when people try to put things in your butt.
Exactly. I'm like, he's like, no.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
No, Mick, you're not. Mick, liking things in your ass and mouth at the same time is not the opposite.
Oh, wow.
Conclusive.
Like, I never got that. I need someone to explain to why was it such an easier just to go straight to the rectum, because the doctor suggested that to me. It was like, if you can't get it through the ear or the mouth or under the arm, just stick it in the butt. And I'm like, really? Really? And he was like, try it.
And they were like, hey, we're okay with that. That's fine. Is it all of your kids or just like half of them? Like half
all
of the 420,000.
All of them across
the board. Wow, that's a lot of satisfied asses and children.
I mean, and not a peep. And some of them would be asleep like during the process. But try to get it to the ear, it was just a headache.
What the fuck? There's no way I'm asleep if something's in my ass. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how small it is.
I hand to God. And, you know, and the thing also the doctor told me is, like, you got to be careful because it induces, like, them to poop themselves. And that only happened, like,
well, I mean, they are half white, so that does explain a lot.
Oh, geez.
But no, I think it would be a great idea for some. Obviously, we'll have to put off figuring out exactly who, but someone should definitely do a walkthrough of the anal bleaching process for science for the show.
Now, I watched the bestiality porn video. I think someone should
let's face it. There's, as far as I can see, having watched a lot of black porn, there's not a lot of black porn stars that bleach their assholes, if any.
No, there's no reason to.
I think, in fact, some of them may just slather some shoe polish on there or keep, like, a Hershey's Kiss up there for a while before they do the...
Vaseline it real nice, so it's not ashy. Can't have ashy assholes.
Right.
Yeah, ashy asshole.
Yeah, ashy asshole. Nobody likes an ashy asshole.
What they should do is have thermometer
Amen.
Porn. They should have thermometer porn and like read people's temperatures with their butts.
So it's got to be Mick, Lou, or me. You know what? We'll do some research and see what the price is on that, and then.
I feel like it's really expensive. If it's not expensive, I can do it.
Why don't you get the combo package, the wax and bleach?
Poor person who's got to do that.
Yeah, I don't see. I think Mick must be right because I don't hear of a lot of poor people having their assholes bleached.
Right.
As far as I know, it's not like I spend a lot of time near poor people's buttholes, I think.
I don't know.
It's not high on their priorities list. We're looking for health care and food and shelter. You know what I'm saying? Food, shelter, health care, that's on their list. But weak butthole is low on the priority.
So you really think poor people are looking for food and shelter and health care?
Well, they want it. It's not actually looking. They're wanting it. You know, they want these things. You know, I don't think they want. I think they want the crack rock more.
The foie gras.
Okay, so the foie gras. So maybe Mick. See, the reason I'm thinking Mick is because he could probably talk the anal bleaching artist into giving him a happy ending afterwards. Is what I'm thinking.
It might be his future wife. He might meet a lifelong soulmate out of it.
I would just be worried that my butt is like really hairy.
Well, wax it first.
I don't think that's more painful than
the bleaching would.
I don't have a hairless asshole either. I know you guys need to know that, but I mean you can pare it down before you go there, man. I mean, you know.
Right.
Use a buzzer on it or something. Yeah, you know. Have one of your brothers grab a weed whacker and just go to town on it.
One of those hair trimmers.
I'm quite sure one of those Chinese boys you hired to do those things to you that only adults know of can do it for you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a. Mick, here's the thing. The reason I don't eat your butthole is not because I'm averse to having man ass on my mouth, obviously. It's because you haven't deforested the area in a while, and I think we need to go with the scorch technique, like the scorched earth technique down there. Just kind of.
Yeah. You'll feel better when you wipe.
Fair enough. Feel light and free.
Yes. It'll be liberating.
It would probably be liberating to half of the wildlife that lives down there.
Probably.
Also that's
right.
Trapped
out of there.
in the matted chunks of your ass foliage.
See, my biggest fear is after he does this procedure, he'll look like he has mange. Like, it would be the adverse effects of being pretty and nice and look scary.
Well, I mean, you got to kind of hope that they have they have enough technique to keep the bleach contained to just the O-ring. You know, because I've had bleach. If you have bleach fall on your skin, like as white as we are, it leaves little patches of even whiter whiteness on you when you have bleach fall on you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, let me ask you this. Do they use a UV light? Like, is it like when you get your teeth done, they shine?
I don't know. Christy, I've never had it done.
I just thought we were trying to find out. I just thought all white people knew this stuff. That's why I'm asking.
Nah.
Well, just assuming that you guys did this.
I really want Louie to get his butthole bleached. I really want that to happen. Just because I see that butthole. More than anyone else's.
I think his would be the prettiest out of all of ours, to be honest. Like,
really?
That's why I nominated him.
He might have, I don't know. I don't know about
that.
Don't
leave a compliment here. Flattery will get you.
Louis, you have a really pretty butthole. You have the prettiest butthole, Lou.
Oh, my God. I'm blushing.
Can we have a contest?